the amount we could spend there?
For a job, sir?
Yes, sir. Ma'am.
It's prior bid through a co-op.
Okay.
Any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under county auditor, we have item A, which is consider approved budget transfer from purchasing for additional cost for insurance in the amount of $5,000. Item B, consider approved budget amendment for JP precinct one, place two, additional cost for insurance in the amount of $2,500. Item C, consider approved budget transfer from crime lab for additional cost for supplies and replacement of the dryer in the amount of $3,800. Item D, is consider approved budget transfer from Knoxville precinct one for purchase of equipment for vehicle and body cam in the amount of $4,500. Item E, is to consider approved budget transfer from Knoxville precinct one for additional cost for insurance in the amount of $2,500. Item F, is to consider approved budget amendment from Knoxville precinct six, additional cost for insurance in the amount of $4,500. Item G, is to consider approved budget amendment for bond maintenance for transfer for generator relocation, previously addressed under purchasing in the amount of $54,649. Item H, is receive file victim information notification everyday program service agreement adapters for the period of September 1st, 2020 through August 31st, 2021. The Office of the Attorney General reimburses contract. Item I, is receive file of savage grant contract with Jefferson County from September 1st, 2020 through August 31st, 2021. Item J, is consider possibly approved authorized Jefferson County judge to execute interlocal agreement with Jefferson County and the city of Beaumont for a joint cooperative effort, high intensity drug trafficking area program. Item K, is consider approved electronic disbursement for $1,846.56 to the Texas Department of Criminal Justice for September insurance reimbursement. Item L, is consider approved electronic disbursement from $706,364.70 to LaSalle Correctional for revenue received from entities for inmate housing. Item M, is consider approved acceptance of the 2020 Port Security Grant authorized county auditor to submit required acceptance forms through FEMA's ND grant system. Grant is for $725,138 with a match of $241,713. This match will be funded from the Marine Division Special Revenue Budget. Item N, is regular county bills, check numbers 474913 through 475054. The addendum, item N, is consider approved budget transfer.
Mark, that should be item N.
Should be O. Consider approved budget transfer from jail for additional cost for extradition in the amount of $7,025. Do you have a motion on those items under auditor?
So moved. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion?
Only question I have is I noticed that we are on D, we're getting equipment. Is it a new, something happened that we haven't been informed on?
Which item?
That's, you start talking about consider approved budget transfer for Constable Precinct 1, purchase of equipment and vehicle and body camera. Is there something going on we don't know about? Equipment for a vehicle and a body camera. Did they hire somebody new or something?
Yeah.
Would y'all check that, please?
Yeah.
Do you want to hold that item until next week?
Yeah, let's hold it.
Okay. So,
which item is that?
That's D.
Okay, we'll hold item D until next week.
consider and approve budget transfer, Constable Precinct 1, purchase of equipment and vehicle and body camera. I don't recall seeing that though, that's why I'm wanting to know.
Okay, do I have a motion on items A through C and E through O?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Hall.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Booth. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Moving on to items under county commissioners, item A is consider possible approval and authorize county judge to extend the declaration of open capacity date of March 13, 2020. Pursuant to section 418.108 of the Texas Government Code, that is immediate consider possible approval extending the declaration for Hurricane Laura. Item C is receive file certificate of completion from Commissioner Andy Arnold. Commissioner Arnold has successfully completed the continuing education provisions of Article 81.00 of the Texas Government Code. Do I have a motion on items under county commissioner?
Yes, sir, I'll motion.
Moved by Commissioner Hall.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Booth.
Except for C, we don't give it that.
Judge, I think, issue.
Is that the 2020?
Yeah, 2020, 16.50.
Okay. We'll correct that agenda item to be the 2020. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under county tax assessor collector, we have two items. Item A is consider approved property tax refund to Core Logic in the amount of $12,528.27. In accordance with property tax code section 31.11, refundable payment in excess of $2,500. We have a letter from the tax assessor claiming that. Item B is consider possible approval waiver of penalty and interest for DNR power source pursuant to section 33.011 of the state property tax code. Do I have a motion on those two items?
So moved.
Second. Moved by Commissioner Arnold, second by Commissioner Sindal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under engineering, we have one item to consider possible approval waiver of minimum lot frontage for subdivision property located at 11779 Bell's Road. Do I have a motion on that? Moved by Commissioner Booth.
Steve, would you come up here and explain this one to us? Because I think this something has been brought before us before.
Yes, sir, this is the second round. You previously voted on this same request, I think in March, when Ms. Odom owned the property and she wanted to subdivide it into two lots and did not have the minimum frontage for what we call a county feeder road. The road is not in a subdivision, so it needs 150 foot frontage. Ms. Odom has sold the property. describes the single tract, not two tracts.